I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Tuesday, September 14th, 2010. Your car and your concentration are at issue in Washington. The U.S. Department of Transportation will hold a distracted driving summit next week, and today representatives from Ford and a tech company called Nuance are in D.C. urging Congress to be cautious in crafting new distracted driving laws. They say legislation that's too broad could stifle new technology that could make cars safer. Elisa Roth joins us from our sister program Marketplace. Hi, Elisa.
Hello.
What legislation is out there already?
There's actually surprisingly little legislation out there. For starters, there is no state that bans all cell phone use. More than half do ban cell phone use for new drivers, but only 18 ban it for school bus drivers. That means that in 32 states, school bus drivers can talk on the phone while they're driving.
Wow.
The majority of states do ban text messaging while driving, but it is still really pretty much an open field in terms of what's allowed.
So the law hasn't caught up with the issue yet. What's being proposed or considered in terms of legislation?
You know, there are various bills out there. One would limit federal highway funding for states that don't ban texting and driving. Of course, that doesn't include all the other technologies that you could be using, your GPS system or searching through music or all these other things. There's a bill that would ban all handheld devices from being used while driving. There's a bill that would provide more money for more education on the dangers of distracted driving. I think one of the problems we're going to come up with in convincing people that legislation is important is that in 2009, we saw the fewest traffic deaths since 1950. So it may just be hard to convince people that it's a real problem.
That's Elisa Roth from Marketplace. But while Congress debates law, technology marches on. Raja Sengupta is a professor at UC Berkeley. He says the online car of tomorrow isn't just about texting, it's about safety too.
The way your car can help you drive safer is by being aware of what's going around and saying, oh, I'm at an intersection. And there is another car coming around the corner and it's about to enter the intersection. And so your car produces an alert. It goes ping, ping, or it says something like, careful, someone entering the intersection. There could be a variety of different designs, but that's basically the way your car can help you.
So what equipment, what features might we be seeing in the cars of the future that might be keeping us safer?
In 1995, the thinking was almost entirely based on sensors. A car will have a sensor by which it will be able to see everybody else. But then sometime right about then, this Wi-Fi stuff took off. And sometime after that, this 3G, 4G data plan stuff took off. And so it started to occur to people that if my car had a Wi-Fi radio in it, it could send out a message saying, hey, this is my position, this is my speed, I'm right in front of you, and by the way, I'm slowing down big time. And so your car behind could get that message and do something about it. If my car has a Wi-Fi radio and it's got the ability to listen to other people's messages, that radio doesn't really help me until other people have radios as well to send out messages. So there's this issue of market penetration where sufficiently many people in the market have to have Wi-Fi in their cars so that they can help each other.
Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. The FCC is set to approve more broadcast spectrum for use by the public. The space was created in the switch from analog to digital TV. And so what does this all mean for you? The FCC says access to Wi-Fi networks that are much faster and so big they could cover entire college campuses. And YouTube experimented with live videos, interviews with celebrities, how-tos, an explanation of why someone would want to watch YouTube at specified times instead of whenever they felt like it was not available. Producer Larissa Anderson is here.
John, you can find anything on the internet. News, entertainment.
Weather forecasts, sports scores.
You can even find out who to rob. Three New Hampshire men are in custody accused of a string of burglaries. They allegedly checked the Facebook status updates of people in Nashua, New Hampshire, and found people who said they were out of town or on vacation.
Presumably, these were people who neglected to set their privacy settings to something other than share with everyone.
The police reminded people it's a good idea to be careful what you post.
It only takes a moment. Edit your settings. You can find us on Twitter. We're at Future Tense APM. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.
Future Tense is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.